to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. This course focuses on how teachers can use Microsoft free tools to enhance teaching and learning. It's a 3-module course, and the first module focuses on the tools themselves, and we call this module Tools for the Classroom. My name is Victor Ngobeni. I work for Microsoft, and at Microsoft I deal with teacher professional development, meaning my role involves going to schools and training teachers on how they can use these tools. And it's quite an enjoyable role, it's quite a fulfilling role as well, because I get to learn from teachers as well on innovative ways in which they can use the tools. And I'm a former teacher, and I taught at high school in Limpopo for 12 years before I joined Microsoft in 2009. I'm a family man, I enjoy traveling, especially traveling in Africa. And as you can see, I'm not alone. I've got here Megan, and I'd like Megan to introduce herself.
Hi, Victor. Thanks for having me. As Victor's already said, my name's Megan Rademeyer, and I work for an organization called SchoolNet South Africa. SchoolNet aims to empower teachers to use technology effectively in the classroom. So I'm thrilled to be part of this Microsoft Virtual Academy because that gives me an opportunity to speak to a wide audience of teachers. Like you, Victor, I used to be a teacher. We both taught English and geography. And probably the highlight of my career has been getting to be a judge at a numerous Microsoft in Education global forums, where I've had an opportunity to see really great projects and learning activities that teachers have been doing.
Great. So what are we focusing on today? 6 simple things. First, we want to guide teachers on how where to find the tools, on how to find these tools. Also, we want to just pick on one tool, one simple tool, and demo it. So Megan will do that. We also want to talk about factors to consider when using these tools. So there are a number of things that are really important in order to make the tools successful in the classroom. Also, we would want to look at examples of tools used in engaging and appropriate ways. How we can use these tools to make sure that, you know, kids learn in engaging ways. Also, we want to also focus on how teachers can stay up to date with the latest tools, and also how they can learn from each other. Those are our 6 key objectives for this module.
Victor, there's a lot to consider. There are new tools coming out all the time, and it's easy for teachers to get overwhelmed by the vast number of tools, or maybe they feel like they're not quite keeping up.
Yeah.
I mean, back when we were teachers in the classroom, it was cutting edge stuff if you were using PowerPoint or Word in the classroom.
Things have changed. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a new tool coming out every week.
Yeah.
So I thought rather than scaring teachers off by talking about difficult tools or tools that are perhaps a bit trickier to master, I thought today we'd take AutoCollage, which is a really simple tool, show teachers how to access it on the Microsoft Educator Network, how to install it. I'd give an example of how teachers used it effectively in a lesson. And we can then use that example to talk about principles that can be applied to using any tool, so that when we talk in the next module about Skype or Office Mix,
yeah,
we can apply those same principles that we've talked about today to that new tool.
Where do they go to find the tools? I think that's where we need to start.
Exactly. If teachers haven't already joined the Microsoft Educator Network, I'll give a quick demo on how to do that. It's free, it's quick and easy to join, and I'd really encourage teachers to join because the Microsoft Educator Network is not just a place to find free tools, it's also a portal for global discussion and for teachers to interact with one another. So in terms of ongoing professional development, there are also free courses available. So it's a great sort of tool to have at your disposal.
Sure.
So if you want to join the Microsoft Educator Network, you first need to go to www.educatornetwork.com. Once you're there, the screen will look like this. And in the top right-hand corner, there's an option to sign in. You need to click on that, and then it gives you a list of accounts that you can use to sign into the Educator Network. Now, Victor, most teachers will already have one of these accounts. Mm-hmm. Most people are on Facebook, or else they'll have an Office 365 account, perhaps a Gmail or a Yahoo address. But if you don't already have one, there's a link at the bottom where you can click to create a Microsoft account. And that would give a teacher a free Microsoft email address. And all teachers really should have an email address.
And I think the key thing there would be for teachers to always remember their login details. Because I've had cases where teachers have signed up for the educator network, but next time they want to go in there, they've forgotten their details.
Exactly. Yeah. We probably shouldn't be advising this, but if need be, write it down. Yeah. Write down your username, memorize your password, so that next time you want to log in, you don't have to sign up for a new email address. Okay, so I'm going to log in using my Microsoft ID because I already have a Microsoft account. I type in my live address. I type in the same password that I use when I'm accessing my email. I click on sign in, and it'll register me as being on the Microsoft Educator Network. You can now see in the top right-hand corner where it said sign in before, it now says Megan Rademeyer, and you can see my little photo because I've previously uploaded a picture of myself.
So Megan, let's talk about someone who's new, like who's signing up. What sort of information would they need sort of to complete so that you know they're ready with the information beforehand?
So during the sign-up process, you asked for your name, your surname, yeah, the name of your school, which country you're from. And then there also is the option of saying which subjects you teach, what age level you teach, and what type of technology you use. And I'd really encourage teachers to fill in those details, because the more information you provide, the easier it is for other teachers who are perhaps looking to connect with teachers like you. It makes them easier to find you.
Sure.
Okay. So now we're in. We logged in. We've joined the Microsoft Educator Network. It really just takes a couple of minutes. And now you're able to access the free tools, which for me is the biggest bonus of joining the Educator Network.
Yeah.
Should I show how to do that?
Sure.
If you go to this tab where it says Resources, and you pull down the drop-down list, you'll see that right at the top it says Free Tools. If you click on that, a range of different tools will come up. And new ones get added from time to time, so it's worth having a look every now and then to see if there's a new tool that's there. For today, though, we're going to talk about AutoCollage, and they're arranged alphabetically, so it works quite well. AutoCollage starts with an A. It's right at the top. And if I click on it, it'll open up a page all about AutoCollage.
So you're showing us how to install it?
Yes, yes. So when I click on AutoCollage, there's a paragraph describing what it's all about. It says, inspire your students' creativity and help them better remember information by using AutoCollage to encourage both visual and verbal learning. And I think, gee, that sounds good. It's free. Let me download it and see what it's like. So I'm going to click here where it says download for free. And it's quick and easy. I've chosen one that installs on most computers, even older computers. I'm going to say save and run. And you'll see it's a fairly small file, so it doesn't take long to download at all. I'm now going to go out of the Partners in Learning Network because it's now saving this to the desktop of my computer. So let me go there so that I can demo how it works.
Sure. And once you install it, do you have to be online to use it, or it's a tool that you can use offline?
So AutoCollage is one of those tools that works online or offline. So we suggest it for schools that are maybe running older labs. It's a tool that a teacher could maybe download onto a memory stick and then install in multiple computers. So it works well. It works well for that. So Victor, I clicked on that. a download for free.
Sure.
We've waited a minute for it to download,
yeah.
And here it is on the desktop of my computer. There are a couple of normal questions. You know, do you want to accept the terms and conditions?
Yes.
You agree to those, you click next. Where do you want it installed? I'll go with the default, I click next. Do I want to create a shortcut onto my desktop? Well, that sounds good, so
yeah.
I'll click on next. And I confirm the installation. And it was as simple as that. I'm now good to go.
Good. Let's create a little collage.
Let's do it, Victor.
Okay.
First of all, you need a number of photos that you want to combine into your collage. You can take those with a cell phone, with an inexpensive digital camera. And once you've gathered those photos together, you need to put them in a single folder on your computer, on your laptop, so that AutoCollage is ready to go. And where we find this tool works well is schools that don't have much in the way of resources will still, amongst the student body, there's bound to be a couple of students that will have phones that can take photos. So this is a great tool that can be used to make use of those photos. So I've got AutoCollage, I'm opening it up, and if I click here where it says Image Browser, it asks me to select a folder of photos. And I've saved the folder of photos for us to use on my desktop. So I select desktop, I go OK. And I've got a folder of photos called Letter A. And what I did for this was I went online and I looked for a whole lot of pictures of objects or items that start with the letter A. So we've got an apple, an alarm clock, an alligator, an ant, an amethyst, an anchor. These are all pictures that start with the letter A. This would work well for a basic literacy lesson, perhaps in the foundation phase when children are learning their letters for the first time. This would be a nice activity that they could do. You could even get children to use mom or dad's phone to take photos of items in their house that start with the letter A, and they could send those to the teacher as a way of getting the students involved. But here you can see my different pictures of things that start with the letter A have opened up. And now we're ready for the magic, creating the AutoCollage.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as clicking on the button that says create. And then look, Ma, no hands. The computer's doing it all for me.
Yeah.
It's swirling the photos around and poof, there's a collage. So,
what if you're not happy with that collage? Do you have an option to create another one?
If you don't like it, if you think, the amethyst is too big or the apple's too big, you can just push create again, and it'll swirl them around again until you are happy with the photos that you've got. So, in the past, teachers may have done an activity where they got students to create a collage.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember having to bring old magazines to school? And I remember doing this activity as a teacher.
That was fun, though.
You know, kids used to cut out. But what about students where they don't have magazines at home? You know, that's a luxury item. It's not something that they've got access to.
Mm.
Or it makes a terrible mess of your classroom, little bits of paper all over the floor.
Also takes time, isn't it? You need more time.
It takes time. Yeah. Whereas this is something that, I mean, you've seen it. It took literally 2 or 3 minutes to download the tools.
And just a couple of seconds to
pop in the photos and off we go. We've seen some great examples of teachers who've used the simple tool to create really engaging lessons. Should I talk about one of those?
Yeah, sure.
So if we go back to the Microsoft Educator Network, You can see down the side of this page on AutoCollage that there are a range of different learning activities where teachers have created a lesson using the tool AutoCollage and have shared them. And I found a nice example made by a teacher from Kenya where she got her students to make an AutoCollage.
How did you find the exam? So you went to the Educator Network, Microsoft Educator Network, and...
So there are a range of ways of finding examples. You can either search under AutoCollage, and you can see there are a range of different learning activities where teachers have tagged it having used AutoCollage. Or another way of doing it is if you're looking for examples from a specific country, you can go under resources, you can go under learning activities, and then once you're there, you can select which country you would like the example to come from, or perhaps which age groups you'd like it to come from, or which subject it's focusing on. So if you said you used to teach geography, if you're looking for an example of a geography lesson suitable for high school learners that uses AutoCollage, you click on the right boxes and the right ones will come up.
Sure.
So I was looking for an example of a simple use of AutoCollage, and I found this great lesson from Kenya, where the teacher says that she doesn't have much in the way of resources. Under learning activity details, she said most of my pupils had never seen nor used computers. And when I got computers at the school, I had to think of an activity that would be captivating for them. An activity that would help them learn how to use computers, help them in collaborating with each other, their parents and the community at large. And she says that she wanted to extend learning beyond the classroom. So using just simple technology, she got her students to take photos in their community. They made AutoCollages. You can see an example that she's shared on the Microsoft Educator Network. And from there, she then got her students to make their own calendars. And you can see an example on the screen of the month of September, and it shows one child's AutoCollage, and it says in school and out of school. So that's a finished product.
Great. Megan, I want us now to talk about, so there are lots and lots of tools. New tools come up every day. And I don't think there's a shortage of tools. I think what teachers often struggle with are when or how to use these tools. Maybe, are there any guidelines that we can give teachers in terms of when to use these tools and how to use the tool?
Victor, you're right. There are a number of tools. There's a huge amount of free tools. So teachers don't even need to spend money on these tools. They're not even difficult to find. If you've joined something like the Microsoft Educator Network, they're all there listed for you. So I've come up with six simple questions that teachers can ask themselves when they're considering using a tool. The first question is it easy to use? So the teacher in Kenya who got her learners to make an AutoCollage and put it in a calendar, she says herself they were new to computers. The computers had just arrived at the school. Yeah. So she was looking for something that was easy to use. A teacher with more computer experience, who's perhaps teaching older students or students who have had access to computers for a long time, might choose a tool that's a bit more complex, a little bit trickier to use. But a teacher always has to think, is this easy to use? Or am I going to spend three lessons just getting the tool to download? So the first thing to consider is it easy? The second thing to consider is, are the requirements in place? So I know next time you're going to be talking about Office Mix.
Office Mix, as well as Skype in the classroom, yeah.
But Office Mix not everyone can use, hey? Mm. You first need to have Microsoft PowerPoint.
Of course.
And a specific version.
A specific version.
2013.
Yeah, yeah.
So perhaps my teacher in Kenya, where they've got perhaps older computers, perhaps secondhand computers donated to a school, maybe they won't have Office 2013. And she needs to then bear that in mind and choose a tool where she does have the requirements in place. Or maybe the tool only works on Windows 8, mm. and perhaps the school's running an older version of Windows. Or perhaps the tool is suitable for tablets and the school only has desktop computers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's about checking, before you get too excited about a tool, is it going to work in your environment? Then I've also said, is it age and skill appropriate? So something like Facebook is a great tool, but is it appropriate to be using Facebook with primary school learners?
No.
It's not. Perhaps Skype in the classroom there creates an opportunity for them to interact with learners from another country, but in a controlled, safe, age-appropriate environment. Another question to ask is the lesson building 21st century skills? So maybe a teacher is teaching English or geography, but they also want to bring in some technology, they want to add some IT, but they also should be thinking beyond that. How can they use this as an opportunity to promote collaboration? How can they use this to extend knowledge? How can they use this for real world problem solving?
Yeah, fortunately we've got our third module will focus on the 21st century skills and how tools, how some of those tools like autocollage, how teachers can use some of those tools to get learners to, you know, gain those 21st century skills.
Exactly. We'll be discussing that in a lot more detail. To get back to our teacher from Kenya and her autocollage to make a calendar, I was thinking how nice it would have been if she'd taken that simple activity and perhaps upped it a notch.
Yeah.
Maybe if her learners had made the calendar page for September with photos of their community,
mm-hmm.
and then asked learners in other countries to, sort of your country take July, your country take August, and together we put we collaborate on a calendar on children from around the world. It might have been a nice way of taking a simple idea, a simple tool, and upping it a level, and really building some 21st century skills. Another question to consider is the tool suitable for the task at hand? Yes, it's great to use the tools, but if you're going to spend too much time trying to get your students logged in, trying to get them to remember usernames and passwords, trying to sort of master simple skills, you might find that it just takes too long. And a teacher needs to bear that in mind. Is she using the technology for the sake of using technology, or is he or she using technology because they genuinely feel this will enhance the lesson? Which brings me to the last point. Is it enhancing learning? Or are you really just having fun fooling around? And it's fine to occasionally have fun, but you will find that if you put your mind to it, you can have fun and you can enhance learning at the same time.
Yeah, and I think the idea of enhancing learning sometimes goes with a trial and error method. Sometimes you never know, you go out there with a tool only to find that it doesn't work.
Oh, Victor, for sure. We want teachers to be brave.
Yes.
Give it a go. Take a risk. Yes, do your planning in advance. If learners need a Windows Live account to access Sway or whatever, try and get those things set up ahead of time so that you don't waste too much time in the classroom. But also don't let those technicalities put you off ever trying anything. Using technology really can bring a lesson to life. Those will be the lessons that years from now children remember. You know, they'll remember back to when our teacher sent us all out with our phones to go take pictures of the village to make an auto collage. Those children will remember that lesson. So it's well worth the effort of making the technology work.
Great. Maybe just to sum up, Megan, can we maybe go back and show teachers where to find the learning activities?
Sure. So, if you go to the Microsoft Educator Network, and we were on the page about, let me just open it. We were on the page about auto collage.
Sure.
But if you go to resources and you click on free tools, that'll bring up the whole list of tools that are available. And we talked about choosing ones that are appropriate. If you're looking for a web app, click on the web app tab. If you have desktop computers, click on the desktop apps one so that you're finding things that'll work for you. If you have sort of an updated version of Microsoft Office, you'll find it there. So that's where you go for the tools. And then if you're looking for learning activities, it's also under the resources tab.
But where do all these learning activities come from? Who creates them?
So they've been created by teachers from around the world.
Sure.
Who've shared their learning activity on the Microsoft Educator Network. Often these teachers are then included in a Microsoft in Education Global Forum if their learning activity is really good. And Microsoft then sees these are teachers with potential. They're worth bringing to a forum to upgrade their skills and to share those skills with others.
Great.
Victor, before we go, I'd also like to show the Facebook page because that's well worth teachers joining, taking a look at because they would then see sort of a continual buzz, what's new, what's happening. So let's go there. Teachers should look for their region, what's a good Facebook page to like. The one that I've got on the screen at the moment is the Microsoft in Education South Africa and Lesotho page. But there's another one for Microsoft in Education Middle East and Africa. And these pages, if you like them, you'll get in your Facebook feed sort of posts all the time about new tools, what's happening. You can see at the top here of the Microsoft in Education Middle East and Africa one, they're talking about the Xbox Kinect and how it's great for getting learners off the couch and up and moving about and enhancing education that way. Here's a post all about collaborating with classmates in real time, using Office Online and OneDrive for Business. On the South Africa and Lesotho page, there's a great post about using Skype in the classroom. There's another post about Minecraft in education. And we were saying earlier how there are these new tools coming out all the time. Teachers might not have time to try out every tool.
Yes.
But if you see things like this coming through on your Facebook, every now and then there'll be one that appeals to you. And you'll think, oh, Skype in the classroom, I've heard about that. Let me read this blog post or let me link to to this YouTube video that shows more ideas for how to use it or shows one teacher's example of how he or she has used it effectively in the classroom. And that's a great way for continuous professional development and teachers keeping their skills up by learning from other teachers.
Absolutely. And of course, there are courses as well that they can do to enhance themselves, their skills on some of these tools.
Yeah, exactly. And if you see a Microsoft tool that appeals to you, more than likely, if you look on the Microsoft Educator Network, You'll be able to find more free tutorials, more examples of learning activities where teachers have used that tool. So the Facebook page can get you thinking, and you can then go to the Microsoft Educator Network and see if there's not some more information about that tool.
Great. I think that's it for this module.
That's it for this one. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to next time when you'll be telling us about Skype in the Classroom and Office Mix.
Office Mix, yes. I'm really excited about those. And then the next one will be 21st Century Learning Design.
That's correct. And you can find more information on all of these tools on the Microsoft Educator Network. So you'll see it was well worth joining.
All right. Thanks so much, everyone.
Bye for now.
See you soon.